Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. On today's episode, we talk about working that double shift.
Whew, the double life.
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, there are some inherent issues with working a double in the restaurant business. But first, an intro.
I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn while they play. I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny DeVilla.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
If you're like me, I like to dread working a double. I mean, it wears me out.
I used to be the double king.
I think you still work a fair amount of doubles.
I mean, I work one once a week.
Okay.
I like to maximize my schedule. So I work 4 days a week, and I work one of them as a double, so I still get my five shifts.
Okay. You used to do, when I worked there, you did...
like one or two guaranteed a week.
You did two.
Yeah.
Generally. You did back to back.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know how you do it. No, thank you. I like to work a double with a purpose.
I hear you.
You know, I'll earmark the money for something, or, you know, I'll say, okay, this is what I'm
You're going
I'm
out of town or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like Webb, he's got to put a new roof on, and he has some money coming in for that, but he has to, you know, make up the difference. So all this month he's going to work some doubles.
Okay.
You know, and that gives you the motivation. But a plain old double man, you just start complaining, and you know, at least me. I can't do it. I don't have doubles in my legs anymore, you know? And that's my phrase. And so, you know, this episode I want to talk about the double, man. Everything has to go right for me, you know?
It's a mindset thing.
Yeah.
You have to have your mind set on it. Like, for somebody to ask you, like, last minute to pick up a double or something like that, that's when you look at them like, nah.
I gotta be starving.
Yeah, exactly. You had to ask me that, like, in the beginning of the week. I gotta legit balance my brain for that.
Yeah, you gotta ease into the. It's like, I got a double Friday.
Yeah.
And then it's Monday, you know?
Yeah.
Tuesday, you're like, I got double Friday.
Exactly.
Man, okay, so when I know that I'm going to work a double, I load up on my snacks, I load up on water, you know, it looks like I'm taking an overnight bag.
You take supplies with you.
Because I can't afford to go hangry.
Oh, and it can easily happen on the double. So, how are we going to do? We're going to talk about like the bonuses and the pluses and the minuses of working the double overall.
Or
how you want to just kind of flow with it.
We just float with it.
Okay,
you know, and problematic to the restaurant double, it's the fact that it's not a regular type job where
True.
You have a schedule, where you have scheduled breaks.
There is no breaks. I mean. There can be a break. I'm not going to say there is no breaks.
There can be.
There can be. And you can even get away with having a nice long break. But then it defeats the purpose of having the double.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, and that's why I say there are inherent problems, right?
Yeah.
So you can fight for a break and all you want, but then you're not really making money. And then
exactly.
If you're not making money, you're not maximizing.
Yeah. So a true double, a double is, for anybody who doesn't know, is a shift where you work morning and then night. You know what I mean? We like to educate people, so we're going to tell them exactly what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, I think no matter what the job is, they know what a double is. Double shift.
Sure, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, it's important to educate them that for the context of this episode, we're talking about day shift, night shift. We're not talking about breakfast, lunch, double.
No. Like straight, like day shift, night shift.
Day shift, night shift, because I believe the breakfast, lunch, double is more compact than the lunch, dinner.
Yeah, no, it's like an 8-hour. That's like an 8-hour shift. Like,
yeah,
maybe a 9-hour shift.
It flows right into.
There's no stopping.
End of breakfast goes right
into
lunch.
Yeah.
You know? And that's why they call it brunch.
Yeah,
exactly. They're right in. They're pressed
right
up
in.
Against each other.
They're touching.
They are touching.
Absolutely.
Now, that gap could be vicious from between lunch and dinner.
Absolutely. Because even if the restaurant as a whole had, like, restaurants have a lull.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And there's always that lull, like, you know, between like maybe 3 and 5 o'clock. And that could kind of slow down your pace. You know what I mean?
And your will.
Yes. Absolutely.
So, I mean, let's get this out the way. There's no good way to work a double in a restaurant. Okay? And I don't want to cut my lunch short so I can have a break.
Yeah.
To do my dinner shift.
No, because that's where the money is. When there's nobody in between, that's when you make your money.
Exactly. And I already put it in my mind for
the whole week
that I'm gonna max this out. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be in the trenches.
Absolutely.
I'm going to knock this out.
It's better to get out early at the end of your shift, like to be the first person cut, than to miss the middle.
Yeah. The middle's some secret money right there.
Absolutely.
When I worked at the old job with you, the middle, it was like a mini third shift.
Oh, yeah.
Because people would want to get out. They'll give you free money. They'll give you
their
lunch tables
at
the end of lunch so that they can bounce.
Yep.
You're just taking them over because all we just tell them is like,
go greet the table, get the drinks down. And then by that point, all you have to do is grab an order. So you grab the order.
Half the time, they grab the order.
For you, exactly. So you just keep it moving. They just put everything in your number, and you just got to check on your
table. They work that thing till they leave.
Pretty much.
And you're just dropping checking on them.
Yep. Getting some water, getting some drinks, you know, refills, just small stuff. Nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snatch and grab the tip.
Snatch and grab.
Suckers.
It's sexy.
I mean, for real, that's the beauty about it. It makes no sense for me to leave and come back or break and sit there while, you know, if there are butts in the seats, that's money.
Absolutely.
I'm not leaving that.
No.
I have to be here anyway.
True.
If I have to be here anyway, I'm going to make money.
Exactly. That's the whole reason to be there.
That's the whole reason. That's the only reason to be there.
That's the only reason to be there.
Only reason to be there. Yeah, so I always. And what about breaks? I mean, for me, and I know you're the same, but for the interest of just speaking it out loud, what do you do for a break?
I don't really take a break. I kind of just eat on the fly. Like I'll go up, you know, even if when like I said, there's that low between 3 and 5, and even if I mm-hmm. when the other people start to come in and you've already maxed out and you made all that money we just talked about, there's a little bit of time where, you know, you start to normalize and you go back into your normal section.
Yes.
Which will be, you know, 4 tables or whatever it is. And at that point, it's still quiet in the restaurant. So you might only have 1 table going. So at that point, it's the time you go eat.
Yeah.
You order your food right as you're dropping all those checks that you had your little pop. Now everybody's in the building. You know, they're able to take care of what they need to take care of. Anything new is in their section.
Mm-hmm.
You have to worry about being all stretched out and, like, you know, doing what you got to do. So you order your food right when you're dropping those checks. And then you still maybe have 1 or 2 tables. Then you can go eat because those tables are usually eating with you.
Yeah, and you make sure that you have somebody watching.
Absolutely, yeah, because everybody in the building at that point, so you have somebody to be able to keep an eye on your section for you
for
just those couple of tables. Or if something new gets set, they can greet them for you or however it works out.
Without a doubt. And that's the best way to make it count. I like a little 20-minute, maybe 30-minute.
Yeah.
Even if I have end up with no tables and the, you
know, max
the
is dinner rush.
At max 30 minutes, because anything more than that.
Yeah, you might as well just cash me out and let me go to bed, because at that point I'm already wiped out.
I'm a shark. I got to keep swimming.
Exactly.
I want to leave if it's like 2 hours.
Yeah, that's when you're
with nothing to
you're
do.
Losing your mind.
You're losing your mind. You're losing your will, and you're just like, all you could start doing is thinking about how to scheme
the exit plan. You're all about the exit plan at that point. Yeah, if you go 2 hours, you're truly about the exit plan at that point. You're like, I don't. Yeah, and then what always happens, like clockwork, you get the dinner rush.
Yeah, and then you're over it.
Then you're completely over it.
Man. It's so tenuous how servers are, man. They have to have it how they want it.
Yeah.
All the time. Yes, I want to do a little break. I will just grab something to eat, got to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, drink down some water, relax a little bit, close my eyes, not even for a nap, just to decompress a little bit.
Digest the shift.
Digest the first shift.
Yes.
And then just downshift just a little to know that I'm gearing up. I go back to it and I'm ready, you know?
Just a little, like you said.
Just a little, because you just gotta keep hitting it.
Mm-hmm.
You're there, gotta keep hitting it.
You might as well.
Yeah, exactly. You might as well. And many times your double is not followed by a day off, which kind of sucks.
Yeah, usually it's not.
Though that's another reason why, you know, a double's problematic, because whether you picked it up or you work it, they're giving you your full schedule.
Yeah. So it's usually on like, if you're lucky, you should do your double like on a volume kind of day to where you're killing it. You know what I mean? And what usually follows a volume kind of day is just a normal, either let it be like, let's say, like I do my doubles on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I still work Sunday morning. What gets me through that double is there is that only that one shift, and then I'm on my Friday. Like that shift leads to my Friday.
Gotcha.
So it makes that shift more fun, even though it's a long it's a breakfast lunch double always, but it's not a true double like we said originally. Like how we were talking about with the day and the night.
Gotcha.
Now my Saturday double as of late has been the longest shifts of my life.
Wow. Why?
Because they include some of breakfast into lunch, into dinner. So I go to work and this is because we're in that time of the year.
So you're like a mid-breakfast?
I get either at 8 or 9 in the morning, and I don't leave until like 11 at night.
Holy hell.
The money's good. I'm not complaining about it, but it is a viciously long, that's like 15 hours I just said to you.
That's 15 hours.
Okay, that is...
That's a long day.
It's a long day. And then I wake up on Sunday and I do the Sunday morning and then I'm wiped.
You're done.
Yeah.
It's over for you.
If I'm lucky, like sometimes, and you know, because you get that little energy because you know you're off the next day or the next couple days or whatever you want to do. So I'm not going to lie. I usually go grab a drink and some food, a little happy hour. If you can find a spot that does happy hour on a Sunday. But I kind of unwind after because and then by 8 o'clock, I go home, I'm showered.
And shattered.
Shattered, yeah. So by like 9 o'clock on a Sunday, I am probably snoring at the television.
Yeah, that's a lot of work. A compact. You're fitting 2 days worth of work in a day and a half.
Absolutely.
Like easy.
No question.
Yikes, man. I was at work yesterday and this new kid was whining about working a double. I mean, they've been throwing them doubles for a long time. So they have a cumulative effect.
Yeah.
You know? And he's like, I'm get a break and this and that. I said, listen, you give yourself a break.
Yeah.
You know? Because you got to keep it together. And I get his overwhelm, like how he got overwhelmed because it was brunch.
Yeah.
You know? And brunch was tough, man.
Oh, no, brunch is tough these days.
Yeah. But in the end, it boils down to, you know, get it together, man.
Get it together.
You know, get it together. This is the deal.
This is the time that you're making the money anyways. You might as well make it while you can.
It's not a constant.
It's not a constant. And that's why I'm not saying I don't mind it. I do mind the less sleep. But at the same time, I don't mind it because the money is there right now to be made.
Yeah.
And considering what happened last year and, you know, how the state of the world is in. We are blessed to even be making money that we're making, so I'm not going to complain about it.
Yeah, I mean, I gotcha. I gotcha. I mean, I don't even want to add on to that. And he, at that point, in my mind, already had the bad frame of mind for the night.
Oh, yeah, he was finished.
You know?
He was finished.
If you don't,
he's
keep
already
it together,
a grumpy man at that point. Okay, yes.
But I saw his eyes, bro. He didn't have it.
Yeah, let me tell you. On my Sunday after my Saturday, there's those days I'm a grumpy man. But thank God I'm only the one shift, so I can come in and be a little grumpy because I know it's only the one shift, not going into a double.
Yeah.
Because imagine if I were to, like, I've done it. I did like a Friday double and then did a Saturday. Oh, I was angry at the world. Okay, yeah, you're just angry at the world at certain points.
There were times when, and now the restaurant doesn't know when you're gonna, you know, be a double or everybody's a double.
Yeah. But
there were times when, you know, the chef would put out a bunch of food for everybody.
Yeah.
And that helps you double.
Oh yeah, that gets you.
You know what I mean? You get
to do the family style.
Yeah.
You in the get kitchen, that. You're yes, loving that.
You
yeah.
Get the family style. Like you walk in like,
meal. Oh, he was just. Oh, what is this?
Oh,
this
that
is
perks you up.
Yeah, a little surprise.
You feel like somebody just gave you a pat on the back.
Absolutely.
You know, and a shot in the arm.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, for a successful double, let's go through it. You need the whole day to go right.
True.
You know, you need good tables.
Mm-hmm.
You need quality people. And by quality, I mean people that aren't going to break you down.
Yeah,
with
they keep
BS.
They keep the flow of your energy quality.
Yes. You need good tips.
Sure.
Let's face it, that's why we work.
Absolutely.
You know? And then you get yourself that little short 30-minute break in between. Shut your engines down.
Just recharge your battery.
Recharge your battery. You know?
I'm going to choose not to speak with you.
Yeah, like, we're not cackling together. We're just going to, you know, anybody sits in front of me, I'm just blank staring.
Yeah. What are you looking at? Nothing.
Exactly. And then you rev back up.
Yeah.
You suck it up for the night shift. Mm-hmm. Put your smiles on.
That's right.
Knock it out. And you need the same things that we just talked about for lunch. You need the same thing for
and
dinner.
Oh, yeah.
The good people.
All that.
You know, anybody turns you at that night shift.
You could be the Grinch that stole Christmas right there.
They're getting it. You might blow the back of the head out, bro.
Legit.
Oh, I get quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm unable to show, not unable, I'm unwilling to show my grumpiness to a table, but they could tell.
Yeah.
You know, because it's a long day. It's like at least 12 hours a double, usually, you know. I just get quiet. I'm not chatty. I'm not interested in, you know, chatting you up and seeing where you're from and stuff like that. My answers are short. My eyes aren't bright, you know. And then the last thing you need to be first cut.
Oh, for sure.
If you see a non-double person leaving before you.
You're already angry.
You are so angry, you're about to choke out the world.
Back when you used to work with me at the old place, that shit, it would happen to me all the time. I would be the last, I'd be like, how are they leaving before me? I'd be just like looking at them angry in my head, yo.
Ridiculous. You gotta look out for them doubles, bro.
Yeah. Looking at them like, there's no way they should be leaving. How are they getting their cash out?
Man.
They didn't do something. They didn't do something.
Yeah, your radar's up. Yeah. Scamming, dash, dash, scamming people. And then the shift's over.
Then the shift's over.
Gotta have a shift drink.
Yes.
Gotta take, for me, when I get home, I sit in the chair for at least an hour. And I just sit there, you know, decompressing.
I'm not gonna lie. When I get home, I have to immediately go take a shower. And then I can sit on the couch naked if there's nobody there. I don't even care. I'll just sit there for a minute and just do the same thing, the decompressions, but I don't even want to sit on my couch dirty. Like, I just have to just, it has to come off. The that day has to be washed away.
Immediately. Gotcha. I find it takes me energy to shower immediately.
I hear that.
You know?
I'm not mad at that.
That's why I need to just sit there, because I like to take... My showers aren't that long, you know? I take a regular shower.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. It's all about the business, getting it done. So in lieu of sitting in the shower for a long time, I'll just sit there. And I'm sitting there. Sometimes I fall asleep.
See, that's what will happen to me. So that's why I have to be clean when I do it.
Oh, I get mad if I fall asleep and then I got a shower.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it messes up your rhythm because you wake up again.
Yes.
Yeah, but I need it, though, just to... quiet my mind from all
No, I understand.
All the high.
Well, you do a good amount of meditating in your life anyway, so you have to find that happy medium before you even do anything.
Yeah, I got to bring down that vibration level back down to normal.
See, I can usually, I mean, I don't meditate as much as you do. I mean, I do a little bit, but not as nowhere near as much. So my quiet, or not even quiet time, my decompressed time is when I do go have that drink at a bar or something like that, and I can kind of just, this way when I walk in the door, I know I can shower. I just need to.
Gotcha.
It's the same hour that you're talking about, but I'll have a drink in front of me, be a little bit more social. But I'm talking to somebody. I'm sitting down. Mm-hmm. You know, you're usually at your local watering hole where you know the person behind the bar, and you're just, you know.
Now, the decompress at the bar is a little bit different because obviously I sit there, but I can't even order right away because I can't even think. You know, they come up to you. Hey, what do you have? And I say, I don't know.
Just give me a minute.
Yeah. I don't know. I just need to sit here.
But I'm definitely a creature of habit. So my bartenders kind of just know what to put in front of me most of the time.
You've been switching it up.
I have been switching it up. You're
yes,
right.
You have.
I have been.
So it's not that easy.
It isn't.
I noticed you and I said, what's he drinking now? Me? You got to ask me. I'm a moody drinker.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sitting there decompressing. And then depending on where I go, I got to have something to eat. But it's not like an eat. It's like a pre-eat.
Yeah.
You know, I'll pre
eat. You got to warm the oven. You gotta warm that oven.
Yeah, man. I'll pre-eat there and then I'll eat when I get home.
Mm-hmm.
But if I know I have no food at home, I'm a little bit choosier about
what you're gonna eat. Yeah,
now I'm not just eating an app or something. I gotta eat.
Eat, yeah.
Yeah. I gotta eat. And I'll do that. And that'll help me. Then I'll be able to come home and you know,
you're talking about
shower right
then
away.
You only need like 10 minutes in the chair.
Exactly. I can get back to normal a lot easier when I get home.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, decompressing at a bar. And I used to have to stop off after work all the time. Have to. Because I wasn't able, there were more people in the house, so I wasn't able to kind of, you know.
That was one of my things, too, where, you know, you have to, it was the same idea, where you couldn't be loud when you got home. Everybody's kind of sleeping or something like that. So
yeah, couldn't be banging pots and pans.
Yeah, you couldn't just go cook at your own will or do what you wanted to do.
That's
you
right.
had to. You know, you almost had to stop and get a bite to eat or do something like that kind of level.
Needed it.
Yo, because...
Needed it. Sometimes even after a single shift, needed it.
Yeah.
Because we're taking it. We're taking it from the guest. We're taking it from our coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking it from the management. It's a lot of taking it.
Oh, yeah. And it is.
We got to, like, you know, get shift drinks.
Shift drinks.
And then after all of that, hopefully you don't have to do it all over again.
The next day. You're usually hoping that you either get to sleep in and do like a night shift, which is optimal.
Yeah.
Or if you're like me, where I do my double and then I wake up and do it all over again, at least I'm off. Like,
yeah,
that's my Friday. So I can take that in a stride.
You are an animal. I still have to wake up early after a double or not. You know, my alarm still goes off. So I'm up at, not after a double. After a double, I'm probably up at around 7:30.
I thought you were going to say like
But
9.
I'm normally up at 5:30.
Ooh, the sun is not even awake yet.
I can't sleep.
That's not sleep. That's nighttime at 5:30.
No, I'm saying till 9. You said you thought I was going to say 9.
Yeah, I was hoping you were going to say something like 9.
I can't, my body won't let me.
That sun wakes you up right away?
I got blackout curtains now.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you still wake up at 7?
It's a body clock. Because all week I've been waking up at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I do the night portion of my week, my body just doesn't split into half.
5:30?
Yeah,
what do you do at 5:30 in the morning?
My routine is I get up, I meditate, do my affirmations. Then I sit at the computer, check out some stocks. Then I start doing some work. After I do some work.
So what time is it? So by the time you get to the work, so you're like 7 o'clock, 6:30?
No, I'm working by 6:30.
Okay.
6:15.
Gotcha.
I'm actually doing stuff. And that helps me. You know, I'll start to plan I've already planned my day, but I'll do some work. Then I'll get the kid ready for school, take her to school, go to the gym, and then execute the day that I planned.
So by 9 o'clock, you've done all that.
By 9:15, 9:30, I'm out of the gym.
Okay.
And I've done a ton of stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the early bird getting the worm.
Flip side now. Come like 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, he's wiped out. Yeah.
Yo.
His do not disturb goes on at like 8 o'clock.
No, it goes on. My bedtime do not disturb goes on at 10. Thank you very much. But I am in bed every bit of that. Put my kid to bed and then I go to bed. No more of this staying up till 1 o'clock unless it's the weekend. But I'm shattered. If I stop moving, say around like 5:30 around, I lay down on the couch, bro. Nap time. Nap time, bro.
Nap times are great though.
I don't necessarily care for naps, but
I love a nap.
They're so essential.
Oh, they're huge.
Yeah.
I'm a napper. I'm not gonna lie. I like to take my little naps.
You have to. You kill yourself. Thank you for joining us. And I want to know about your worst double.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reach out to us on Instagram. I'm always on.
That's a great active topic for a new show. I like that right there. Yeah. The worst double.
All right. Write it down. I'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So reach out.
Yeah, reach out. Let us know about you.
We'll get a couple people's input on it, and we'll do a good show about it.
That's right.
And maybe we'll slide in our input of our worst double as well. And so, yeah, we need like three of other people, and then one and two. That's five. I think that'd be a nice solid show.
Okay. If you reach out to me on the email, I'm themodernwaiter@gmail.com.
Awesome.
And on Instagram, I'm @themodernwaiterpodcast.
You got it right both times.
All right, I wrote it down. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny DeVille. Subscribe, people.
Later.
I won't lie. Live a life of straight, man, I try. Got a 9 to 5, but still sell live. Hard to make money when you're stuck in high. If I had a Glock 9, shit, I might try to hit a bank like them setting off guys. I got a criminal mind just to plot out shit. I got the heart of a bootlegger, burn a disc. I got the eye of a forensic specialist. I see detail, retail for big sales. I need to get a bucket and drain the well. I need Dame Dash money, big face money, Billy Blunt money, shit, Yum's money, more money, no problems. That's how I'm seeing it. H2 for the white, Louis Vuitton kicks.